Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also here at LifePoint. We are studying the life of the disciple, Simon Peter, in a series we're calling Beyond the Shallows. The main idea of this series is we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. This week, we come to the last words that Jesus gave his disciples before he left Earth. This is commonly called the Great Commission. It's found several places, but mainly we look at Matthew 28 as we study the Great Commission. And in this commission, he gives them, to his disciples, this command to go and make other disciples of all nations. It's the mission that he leaves with him. And it still kind of shocks me to this day, the amount of responsibility that Jesus gave his earthly disciples. I mean, he walked with them for 3 years and then leaves the mission with them. Of course, he gave them the Holy Spirit as well. He did not leave them alone, but still, without them taking this commission that Jesus gives them seriously, we wouldn't be here today. When it comes to the Great Commission, the thing that stands out to me that I really want to help us think through today is this idea of making disciples. This is at the heart of the Great Commission. In the New Testament Greek, verbs are the stars of the show. If you want to understand what a passage is teaching, you study the verbs. There are several verbs in the Great Commission, including going, teaching, and baptizing, and they're all important, but it's the verb make disciples that's the key to understanding this passage. We know this because it's the imperative or the command in the commission. And when it comes to Greek verbs, there's no verb more important than the imperatives. So if you want to know the heart of what Jesus is leaving with his disciples, it's not go, it's not teach, it's not even baptize. Although those are important, right? It's make disciples that is the key. The other verbs show how to do that. We make disciples by going to a group of people. We make disciples by teaching them about Jesus and the gospel. And then we baptize those that respond into a new congregation. I think a lot of us are intimidated by this commission, by this idea of disciple making. In fact, many of us, if asked, would not consider ourselves disciple makers. In fact, think about it in your own life. How many disciples have you made this year? But if this is the last thing that Jesus gave his church before he left Earth, and if this is to be the core activity of every follower of Jesus, don't you think it should be one, if not the priority of our lives as we follow him? It should be. But how do we do it? This to me is where we get bogged down. It's not that we don't want to be disciple makers. It's not that we don't want to be disciples who make disciples. We do. It just feels overwhelming. We don't often know what to do. We don't often know where to start. But what if making disciples was just what Jesus did? What if it was just walking with other people? What if it's not primarily academic? It's not done in a classroom, but it's done out there in the real world. What if you don't have to be an expert disciple to be a disciple maker? What if you just have to be willing to walk with someone? That's it. It's just life on life, choosing to walk with someone for this stretch of the road. Can't we all do that? Like, what if we took the pressure off to teach someone something and instead just walk with them? I think we maybe have overcomplicated things and made the average follower of Jesus feel like they can't be involved in disciple making. And yet, Jesus's model of relational disciple making is just about that, relationships. So as you think about that, who do you think God might be calling you to walk with in this stretch of the road? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out today's episode. I hope you'll come back tomorrow for another one. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for calling us to follow you, to be your disciples. But not only to follow you, thank you for inviting us into your mission to be disciple makers. Help us not to get overwhelmed with this idea in the Great Commission. Help us to walk with those that you have placed in our lives so that all peoples may know you. In your name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to show you who he is leading you to walk with on this stretch of the road.